Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer of NCBA. Back with Dr. Simmons in just a moment.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kinsey planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements and more. Bidding is open now and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 21st. It'll be on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,800 head to sell, including 11,000 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, and 11,000 weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Today's report, a service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. It's an ongoing struggle with making sure consumers understand that taking good care of our animals includes a judicious use of antimicrobial drugs. Chief Veterinary Officer for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons spends a lot of her time talking about antimicrobials and their importance to beef cattle producers.
For us in the cattle industry, cattle health and animal welfare are our number one priorities. And antimicrobial drugs are one tool we use in conjunction with good management practices and disease prevention to keep our animals healthy. So it's important to us that antimicrobials are available for use for the prevention, control, and treatment of disease. And we're using these medications in close connection with our veterinarians. As you know, the FDA recently passed through and implemented guidance for Industry 213 and the Enhanced Veterinary Feed Directive. So all of the antimicrobials that are used in feed that are medically important are under the jurisdiction of the veterinarian. So that enables us to make judicious, you know, choices and have consultation. Not that we weren't doing that already, but it just further reinforces that for us. I think the big thing is education, and we have, since the 1980s, had a beef quality assurance program in the beef industry. That has to do with cattle care and handling procedures, but it also has to do with the appropriate use of antimicrobial drugs in our cattle. We have recently published a supplemental guide that deals specifically with that, so that's easily accessible by our members, and our BQA certifications are on the increase. We've even gone so far as to sign up for the Center for Disease Control's Antimicrobial Challenge this year, which runs from September 2018 to September 2019, and our challenge has been in the area of antimicrobial use and disease prevention, and we are doing this through education and BQA, and we are looking to educate more of our members on responsible antimicrobial use and to track our BQA certifications to show that we certainly have increased our numbers.
You think about the challenges that we do have. It seems like that we've talked about this, that it's an ongoing education effort.
Yes, it is. And we not only educate on antimicrobial use, we educate on just cattle practices in general, how we raise these animals, what we do. We run through our legislative folks in Washington, D.C., what we call Beef 101s, which are sessions where we bring in folks to speak on pertinent topics on cattle health and cattle welfare and the raising of our cattle and beef production for members of Congress, but more importantly for staff members in both the House and the Senate. These have been very successful for us. We have seen attitudes change on a number of issues as a result of this. We also do a similar thing where we participate in the FDA's staff development program, and we do the same thing. We bring in speakers on the use of drugs that they regulate, antimicrobials, some of the other medications that we use to protect animal health and welfare. And we educate really the staff on what is normal, How do we use these products? How do we raise our cattle? You know, what are we looking for to help us in the future? And I think that has been beneficial as well, because really many of these folks, while they are very good in the specific area that they have been hired in, they don't have an awareness of the agricultural practices.
Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons, something that Dr. Simmons said, the changing of attitudes by staffers and rather regulators, that's so important for cattle producers to understand that a lot of times we take for granted what we do down on the ranch. Regulators don't have a clue unless we tell them. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.